Right. Germany 4, England 1. Possibly the most anticipated match of this World Cup so far, and boy, what a match did we have. England started very slowly, sluggishly, tentatively, and the Germans were all over them around the 20th minute mark. In spite of having a number of nice moves, it was a hopeful long punt from the keeper Neuer which opened up the English defence. Miroslav Klose surprisingly scoring with his foot for a change. Now John Terry and Matthew Upson would probably be dealing with such balls about 500 times a year in the Premier League, and yet when it came to a World Cup round of 16 match, they could not deal with a simple long ball from a keeper. How ironic. Next, we had an absolutely stunning move. Started off by Klose and then finished off finally by Podolski. The ball moving fast, too fast for the English defence, which was sadly missing for almost whole of the game. And Germany went 2-0 up. The England fight back started almost immediately, and probably from a corner which was squared off to Milner, Matthew Upson rose to make the score 2-1. And after that we had that little bit of controversy. Nothing controversial about it actually. Frank Lampard chipped the ball over the keeper, the ball went inside, or rather over the line, but the linesman was probably blinking at that time, and a clear-cut goal was disallowed. 2-1 for Germany at half-time, and you thought, well, England were getting their foot back into this match, and they started pretty brightly after half-time. But then as England pushed forward, this young German team broke with pace, power, precision, superb play all round from the likes of Ozil and Thomas Muller, who scored two goals within 3 minutes, literally bury England. 4-1 it finished, and it really highlighted the quality that this young German side has. We are very blessed to have this generation of German youngsters showcasing their skills in this World Cup. Likes of Khedira, Ozil, Schweinsteiger, Thomas Müller, who has been the surprise packet today, Lukas Podolski, and add to that the evergreen Miroslav Klose, and you have a devastating attack going forward. England sadly disappointing for their fans. Wayne Rooney once again was almost invisible throughout the game. Frank Lampard played well for a change. At the back, John Terry probably had his worst game in an England shirt. So all in all, another campaign ends in disappointment for England. Fabio Capello has probably received the biggest beating of his life. And Germany go through to what could be a most exciting quarter-final against Argentina. Good night.